Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi there. It's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Wednesday, February 13th. Had a good show today, even though it was kind of nasty weather.
That was fun to be inside because it was raining outside, I tell you that.
And then we were just talking how strange. If you don't catch the cold, Mike, you must have super strong immune system because 62, a high today, tomorrow's high 75.
It's incredible. We were 80s at the beginning of the week. I had air conditioning on yesterday. You did too, right, Janie?
Yeah, definitely. I had my AC on cranked all day yesterday, and then I walked out the door this morning and had to go back in and grab my hoodie.
What happened?
What'd you call it? Weather whiplash, I think?
Yeah, I have weather whiplash, seriously. I have had it, though, for the last, 3 months.
Yeah, it's crazy, crazy stuff. So this morning on the show, we found out that pretty much watching TV for a kid is the absolute worst thing they can do.
Yeah, a lot of people say, no, there's the video games.
No. Uh-uh. Or they're on the computer or they're on their phone. No, actually,
it's the old goggle box, as they say.
Right. There was a study done that looked at about a little over 200 kids. Some of them were of healthy weight. Some were obese. And they found it didn't matter, healthy or overweight. But what they found was, excluding the sleep, kids spent more than 50% of the day sitting. And most of that time is sitting in front of a TV.
How many hours in front of the TV did they say?
2 to 3 hours a day. So that's a lot of time. They say the behavior was found to be more strongly associated with obesity in boys and girls.
I believe it.
Over other types of sitting behaviors, such as playing video games, playing on a computer, or traveling in a car. I really do think it's because when you're on a computer or a game, your hands are engaged.
And your mind, too. Actually, you're in tune with what's going on. You're strategizing. You're not just sitting there down in a bowl of chips or a bag of chips while you're doing nothing on your butt.
It's because your hands aren't free.
Right. Exactly.
Your hands are on the controller.
Trust me, the day that they make video games so that your mind can control, forget it. Wow. Your hands are going to be shoving Doritos down your throat.
Did you see they've got these new snacks now that Japanese have? They're powdered potato chips and Doritos, so you can pour them into your mouth. You don't have to get your hands sticky.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This is the new deal. So, hey, when you open the bag, just like at the end of a bag when you do it.
Yeah.
But they're all like, it's like sand that tastes like Doritos.
Ew.
Yeah, exactly.
Ew.
These are also the people that dry out squid and think that's...
Yeah, you're right.
Have you ever been at a red light or whatever trying to finish a bag of chips and you just don't have it in you to pour the rest of the bag with the person sitting next to you? That's a common problem for me. I digress. We're no longer on this story topic anymore.
That's quite all right. No worries. Let's see here. DNA test for dogs. I thought this was interesting because they said that DNA genetic testing for dogs has gotten very popular over the last 10 years. More than a million dogs have been tested.
That amazes me how you get your dog to drool into that little container. They want saliva, right?
I don't know if it's saliva or blood, but they're doing this in the guidelines of finding out if there's any sort of genetic signals as to your dog's health, which they also do in humanity, but it's not necessarily accurate. And that's what this particular report is cautioning people. Is like, look, don't get the report thinking like, oh, well, your dog's 30% German Shepherd, therefore German Shepherds have hip dysplasia, kind of common, so your mutt dog probably is going to get hip dysplasia.
It doesn't really correlate.
And it kind of works like with humans. It's like the more and more people that put into it, the more that they're able to extract information.
So, I did 23andMe when it first came out, and there were only a couple of million people in it. Now that a couple years later, now that more people are in it, there's better data. But the data we're getting was only the people that were in 23andMe. It's not, you assume it's the entire world, but no, it's just those people who have taken the test.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I keep going back to my 23andMe report. He keeps telling me all of a sudden, now I have Scandinavian in me, which I never knew I
really
had. Yes. So it was like, okay, that's interesting. It's because more and more people are on the test. So anyways, back to the dog thing. So probably it's not a bad idea if you'd want to do a favor for man's best friend in the future of getting the test, because probably in the next 5 to 6 years when a lot more people are into they'll have a bigger pool of data to kind of see if this is, if there's going to be some genetic problems with your dog.
Now it's more the gee whiz thing of I got my dog's DNA tested.
Yeah. Did you know half my dog is poodle?
he's not from France.
So a lot of us use a heart healthy, quite delicious olive olive oil, and we cook with everything. Why go with anything else?
Well, because if you want to saute something at a higher temperature, that's not the oil to use.
Yeah, that is.
It can actually go bad on you if you try to saute it if you get it too hot.
Yeah, 350 degrees, what's called the smoking point, and that's when the olive oil starts to break down, and it not only it starts smoking and turning brown, but it actually changes the flavor of it as well.
That's why if you do wok cooking or something like that at a higher temperature, you don't want to use olive oil in there because it'll smoke right away when you put it in. You
know? Absolutely. So
that's what it does in my apartment. Oh, the smoke alarm goes off constantly.
Well, and what they say is you can actually, there's a couple things you can do. One of them is just to kind of switch your oil up. If you're going to saute something like grapeseed oil, in this particular article talked about 400 degree smoking point for them. And then canola oil, plain old canola oil, has a smoking temperature of nearly 500 degrees, which is plenty hot for you to saute.
It's inexpensive, too. I use avocado oil. That goes to 520. But this is something if you want a real quick sear on something. You got to pay attention. You know?
And here's what's kind of cool, in particular with canola oil. It's very neutral in flavor.
Yeah,
so that means
is.
You can put just a little bit of that olive oil in there.
Right.
You're
going
to get the flavor that you want, but you're not going to burn it. So,
okay, so you just mix it slightly.
Yeah, you can mix it. And to be real honest, if you look at the ingredients of some of these higher temperature olive oils, that's exactly what they've done. They've mixed it with canola oil.
Yeah, exactly.
To in essence, kind of make it a little bit susceptible, more easier for you to cook with higher temperatures.
Even canola oil is mixed with like a mazola. It's like a corn paste, but it's also made from a rapeseed. It's called
corn.
Yes,
corn's in everything.
Sure, anything it can't do. It powers my car.
By golly, you corn.
Makes me fat.
Yes, corn does make me fat. Simple ways to protect your privacy online. This is a pretty eye-opening article because it's so simple
it really
to protect
is.
Your
there,
data. Your
there's
data.
Things you're probably not doing that you could do right now.
The most effective, they say, we talked about two things being super effective, but number one on the list is, look, update your software.
Right.
I know it's annoying when your computer says, I got to update and restart and do everything, and it's always the most inconvenient time.
Exactly.
but go ahead and do that. There's reasons for that. For instance, remember the iPhone FaceTime was listening to people all the time?
This was like last week, and I got an update for that last week, but they sent all these patches and also a lot of it's security patches, too.
Right.
You know?
And that's
I have friends, though, who won't update their iPhone because they don't want the format of the software to change, which I don't blame them. There's some stuff that's changed that I don't care for, but they haven't updated it in like 6 or 7 cycles at this point. So now stuff just won't work.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're living on the edge there.
Yeah, I know, right?
And you know, it goes beyond your phone and your computer. We're talking about your router. Those get software updates, your security cameras, even your baby monitors. And believe it or not, your TV gets software updates now.
My satellite gets updates, my satellite TV.
So make sure that those are on so you are getting them here. Make sure that you're using the two-factor authentication when it comes to your passwords. So here's the deal. We had over millions and millions of people's passwords were stolen last year.
I got two letters from two different companies, I don't even remember, saying, you might have been breached, so here's some free Equifax for a while.
Yeah.
That's
their
fix. You know?
Here's a quarter. Here's a coupon for your next visit.
There's a shiny dime.
You know, and here's what it is. Your password's completely useless with the two-factor authentication because you know that when you enter your password, it'll say, hey, we don't recognize your computer or blah, blah, blah. We need to send you a 6 or an 8-digit code.
On your phone.
On your phone or email because they already have that information on data. So you have your phone in your hand, unless you're Janie, where
what happened to your phone.
What was
so
that?
Dumb. Because I'm a firm believer in this, too, but every now and then it causes a problem. Like, I forgot to put the Find My iPhone app on my phone first when I got it. So when I left my iPhone at a restaurant, didn't realize it, I tried to use Find My iPhone, and it wanted me to sign in using my password and then authenticate with a code.
With your phone.
That was texted to my phone.
Which you didn't have.
And, of course, Apple is like, oh, you should be able to use any of these FAQs to answer your problems and not call anyone. So I'm just like, well, hopefully I can remember.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah. Well,
you know how that goes, and you backtrack. But, yeah, so the two-factor authentication works really well until you just
don't have
one of the devices.
Well, and that's also a good point, again, of the software updating is make sure you have it updated and ready to go with what you need.
Yes.
And then this is probably another very simple thing. Freeze your credit.
Yeah, it's a real simple click when you go to the credit website.
Yeah,
you know?
You freeze it, which means, in essence, that if somebody tries to obtain credit using stolen information from you.
Yeah, want to put a credit card in your name that they can use? They'll go, no, you've frozen your credit.
That's right. The only caveat is if you actually are trying to apply for credit so you don't embarrass yourself, make sure you unfreeze it before you apply. And then finally, use a password manager. I think Apple kind of already does this
via
Safari.
Very helpful.
It is very, very helpful. But what it does is it allows you to have a very complicated password, but a very simple master password. So like your banking information, your online social media and all that stuff, they have these complicated passwords, but you access just those complicated passwords with a very simple one that only you know.
Yeah.
So it's just another line of defense, which in essence should keep you fairly safe when we're in the world of cybersecurity.
Because they're coming after you, folks.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. It seems like we take one step up back forward, and we take one backwards. Stop recycling those Amazon plastic mail bags. This was interesting because I'm guilty of this.
I am too. I didn't know.
It seems like Amazon's getting more towards the plastic bags instead of the boxes of sending stuff.
And it saves room in the trucks because the boxes have air in there and they're just trying to get as much as
possible. So if it's like a T-shirt, why put a T-shirt in a box? You put it in a bag, you save the room. But the problem is that plastic that the bag comes in is pretty much non-recyclable for the municipality purposes. And here's why. That plastic kind of gums up the recycling facilities. If you imagine bubble gum. If you were to stick bubble gum in, in your tires, it gets kind of gummed up. Mm-hmm. That's what they're saying. These bags are so pliable and strong that when they go through the process of chopping them up, it gums up the wheels, and that means somebody's got to stop it, go out there, pull the plastic off,
clean it out. Yeah.
Right. So now you're running into labor costs and maintenance costs and loss of productivity. That's why a lot of these municipalities do not accept plastic bags or plastic anything other than water bottles.
But there is a place you can take them.
Right. There's a website I put up a link to on our website. It's called how2recycle.com, which actually links you up with retailers that will accept plastic recyclables. You ever notice when you go to Publix or Walmart?
Yeah, they have the big bins right there.
Right,
yeah.
And they say it's for egg cartons or plastic bags. Well, a lot of times they'll just take any sort of plastic those are items that you can't really recycle the normal ways you have. The other way that you can do that is you can actually, if you carefully cut open those bags, you can reuse them in the mail again. By, like Janie said, put some tape on them.
Yeah, especially if they're kind of the bubble stuff in them, too. But even just the plain plastic ones, I'll just take them, like you said, open them carefully, and then just put packaging tape right over the top.
I'll never buy wrapping paper again.
And then our funny story today, this one is not from Florida, but it is a great Florida-esque story. We have Houston, Texas. There's a guy out there who actually broke into a house to smoke a marijuana joint.
We don't know why he had to break into a house to do it, but all right, let's say he did.
Yeah, he did.
I think the house is abandoned, too. So he was
we find
drugs in an abandoned house.
Yeah, but regardless, there's other places. That I'm assuming people tell me there's other places you can smoke a marijuana joint.
Like a backyard. All right, so he's in this abandoned house that he's going to smoke a joint in an abandoned house. And what does he find in the garage?
Oh, a caged tiger.
Not just any caged tiger, a fat, overweight, 350-pound tiger in a big dog cage just sitting there. But he was in good shape, though.
He was in good shape.
He's being fed. And
here's the best part of the story is that this guy made an anonymous tip on a 311 number that goes to the police.
Yeah.
They honestly asked him, look, are you under the influence? Because this is a really crazy story.
Because he says, no, I just broke into smoke a joint, and there's a tiger in there in this rinky-dink cage.
Yeah, he actually said rinky-dink cage. And so it took police till Monday to go out to the house. Yes, Janie, it was abandoned. And lo and behold,
there's a tiger
and probably, I would imagine, a large dog crate.
Yeah.
But the tiger itself was huge. When I saw it, I thought it was photoshopped. Super fat.
350-pound tiger who apparently had just been eaten. They found meat packaging, so apparently it was docile and too fat to move. So they ended up tranquilizing the tiger, checked it out at a vet clinic, and now he's residing in an animal sanctuary. But
that guy thought he was higher than normal when he walked in and saw a fat tiger chilling on the floor.
Are you
kidding me? The cage was open.
Yeah.
It wasn't even closed or locked. Which, I mean, don't get me wrong, while this story is funny, I feel more badly about the tiger.
Too,
It's been considering there's only about 3,500 tigers still in the wild, and there's really no laws against exotic animals. I think Florida has some laws on poisonous snakes that you have to register them with the state.
Yeah, you have to get certain certifications or something.
I think exotic animals you still have to register them.
Well, good.
In the state of Florida,
but there's no law against having them. But it's if you're gonna leave it in a cage,
it's
not really a good life to have.
The officer that found him named him Tyson after the Hangover movie where Mike Tyson had a tiger.
Yeah.
So the tiger's name is Tyson, and he's on an animal sanctuary now. He's on a fat camp.
I have a feeling Florida man's listening to Texas man's story.
All right,
and he's like, hold my beer. I got one for you.
Yeah,
I'm sure we'll get that story tomorrow.
Oh, that's so funny.
So there's our show for today, Wednesday, February 3rd. Of course, you can catch us live on the air Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and the radio.com app.
Maybe see ya.
Bye, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.